107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's all about some great fundraising for MS Society. Joining us on the phone line is Lindsay Marchenko. We've chatted with Lindsay many times, and Lindsay's daughter, Izzy, also joining us on the phone lines. Good morning, Lindsay, and good morning, Izzy.
Good morning.
Hey.
Oh, it's so good to have you both on the phone lines. Now, Lindsay, we certainly know, we've chatted many times, that you do a lot of great fundraising for the MS Society. So now your daughter, Izzy, and Lindsay, can I ask how old Izzy is?
She's 5.
5 years of age. So Izzy is starting to also do some fundraising as well. So Izzy, what are you doing to raise money for the MS Society?
I'm doing the MS Refund. I'm reading lots of books and raising lots of money.
Oh, that is awesome. Good for you. Now, Lindsay, the readathon, the MS readathon, how does this work?
So it's basically the same concept that it's always been. The difference now is that kids can read whatever they'd like, as much as they'd like, and all while raising money for the MS Society of Canada. So kids all across Canada participate in this great event each winter.
Oh, it sounds like a great idea. So Izzy, it sounds like you've been doing a great job with your reading. How many books have you read so far?
I've read almost 200 books. My goal this year is to read 250 books. I'm reading some chapter books now, so it takes me longer to read the books than last year.
Oh my goodness.
I think I can do it.
We know you can do it, Izzy. Good for you. This is absolutely amazing. And this is, I understand that this is Izzy's second year with the MS Society for the readathon. So, Izzy, of course, you got to ask, what's your favorite book right now?
My favorite book is The Cuddle for Little Ducks. I love the part where the duck sticks its tail up in the air and does a little wiggle.
Cuddle for Little Duck. I'll have to look that book up. So, Izzy, now this is your second year, as we've mentioned, for the MS Readathon. Why do you participate in this event? Why do you do all this reading?
To help my mommy, because my mommy has MS.
Well, Izzy, you're doing an absolutely amazing job. Now, you've been reading a lot of different books, and with this MS Society Readathon, it lets kids kind of pick their own characters. So what character are you, Izzy?
My character is Jonas Books and her little tiny boy called Draggy. Because he's a dragon.
Draggy, because he's a dragon. I love it. Now, let's get Lindsay back in on the conversation. Now, Lindsay, my goodness, this MS Readathon has always been a big success. Why is it important to you and your family?
Well, ever since I was diagnosed with MS back in 2018, we've done a lot of fundraising as a family, and Izzy's been through my by my side through that, as well as just the ups and downs of having MS in general. And she's always loved reading, so this once we kind of remembered that the readathon existed, because I remember it back from when I was a kid, so once we realized that still existed, we were like, oh, this is a perfect fit, and she just picked it up right away, and in her first year participating last year, she read more than 750 books, and she raised over $6,000 for the MS Society of Canada.
So that is simply amazing. And again, this is for the MS Society of Canada. Where do the fundraising dollars actually go?
Great question. The fundraising dollars help to fund MS research into finding a cure for MS, which is extremely important because this affects way too many Canadians. There's lots of great treatments available as well, thanks to fundraising. So a lot of treatments are available now that weren't available 10 and 20 years ago that help to deal with the symptoms and in some ways even prevent the symptoms from coming on. And there's exciting new research all the time. Like right now, they're actually looking into the connection between the Epstein-Barr virus, which we know as mono, and the development of MS.
Now, Lindsay, the readathon does wrap up pretty soon, does it not?
It does, yeah. It's over on February 28th, so we have less than a week to go now.
Okay, so people can still make a contribution, make a donation. Izzy still has some books to read, so how can people make a donate? And they can donate right to Izzy, right?
Yes, they can, yeah. So if they want to donate to Izzy, they can do so online, or the wonderful staff at Dimitri's Family Eatery have also allowed people to drop off checks there in person if people aren't comfortable donating online. So just make out a check to the MS Society of Canada, and drop it off at Dimitri's if you'd like that option.
You bet. It's the MS Readathon. It is wrapping up soon, but to make a contribution and enjoy the success of Izzy. She's just done an amazing job with this MS Readathon. Now, Lindsay, before we let you go too, down the road, any other events coming up? Is the MS Walk a go for this year, or is it early days?
It absolutely is a go this year. We are hoping, fingers and toes crossed, for an in-person event on Sunday, May 29th, with details to follow. And I'm sure I'll be chatting with you again about that, Jamie.
Oh, for sure. Sounds great. More great fundraising with the MS Society, MS Society of Canada, with the Readathon. Lindsay and Izzy, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And Izzy, you have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jamie.
Thank you.